Hi, guys. Here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil. Next, I take an ice bath. Ooh, feeling super healthy.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com, Cygnos.com, with code SPARK. Cygnos.
Big color, bigger savings. It's Sherwin-Williams' biggest super sale. Get 40% off paints and stains October 17th through the 27th with prices starting at $29.39. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
Panero, welcome back to the Old and Bold podcast. I know you've been here before, but if you haven't, I'm joined by my co-host, the one and only.
Aye.
Darkest.
Why'd you do that?
I don't know. It just came out. It happens sometimes. I'm feeling myself today.
But that's the thing.
Bro, my hammy is going to come up.
See right there, though.
Yeah,
let's go back. This is actually like, there's a lot of things I look forward to in life.
It brings me joy.
But this hair.
Yes.
It's like therapy.
Putic. Yes.
Pharaoh.
Putic. But there guys, also, funny, bro, this is not the episode we're supposed to be filming today.
Yeah.
Obviously, we're not going to tell you who is, but we're supposed to have a guest on today. They unfortunately couldn't make it. Then another guest who had to cancel at the last minute. And then we just said, you know, let's just do it.
Yeah, solo. So we were supposed to have some guests, but it's all good. Hope you guys enjoyed the previous episode with Mariam and Adeola for the Wola Arts Bowler. Wola.
You know, can I be honest with you? One of my favorite episodes of all time.
No, incredible, though.
Because the English I'm not proud of the English in that episode.
Of course not.
It's not something to be proud of. There's a lot of...
starting from the
bottom. Yeah, but it's like, that's what we live for. I live for people's mistakes.
But you know what? Whenever like I laugh at people that do that stuff, it's because I do it too.
Yeah.
I find the humor when I do it. So when someone else, I just think it's amazing. It's so good. But I'm enjoying doing the duo episodes just because it's like, this episode I think is going to be different.
Why is
because,
that? You carry on talking. I just want to show you something.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So this episode is going to be a bit different because I kind of just want to know more about Darkest.
Yeah.
Like, that's my friend. Yeah. It's my, you know, my work colleague and my everything.
Yeah. My everything.
Yeah, I lost it. It was there, but I don't know why I said it. But anyway, so we're just going to ask each other some questions and just talk in general.
Before we do that, I came across this little recipe thing that people do on TikTok.
Okay.
They're like, whenever they're making food and they use this sound. This is my favorite sound on TikTok so far, yeah.
Two ingredient, low calorie, no bake, no refrigerate, no flour, no sugar, no gluten, no egg, no carb, no fat, no woman, no cry, no
Why did it stop? But, do you know what it is? I knew it was gonna go there. No. And why did I know when the drop was in the V?
It's the nick in us.
Yeah, it's writers.
Yeah, that's where it is.
I knew.
Yeah, that's
if Laura did that, she'd be no.
Yeah,
she wouldn't know. Would you?
I heard that today and I was like, bro, I'm bagging it on the pod.
Do you find yourself like on TikTok more than the normal person would think?
Bro, do you know what it is? Man, hear it from my missus a lot. And to be fair, it's advice she kind of gives to herself as well.
Yeah.
We're on our phones a lot of the day, bro.
What do you reckon that's because of, though?
I don't know. I think it's...
A comfort?
I think it's a psychological thing, bro.
Yeah.
It stems from somewhere. It's not trauma or anything serious like that, but it's just a matter of maybe it's procrastination. Maybe you're trying to hide your, I don't know. Maybe you're trying to hide the fact that you should be busy.
Yeah.
Maybe, or like the fact that you know you should be doing something else.
Ooh.
But you can, now you're sort of making excuses for yourself. Like, this is why man's not doing that. It's because I'm doing this. When you know this doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But then it's like, because social media is such a, it's a very weird place, bro. Mm. You watch a cooking video and then the next minute someone's getting stabbed in the leg.
Yeah.
Like, how did we get here? But it's constantly, it's changing your interest in terms of what to look at. And bro, it's like, money, you can pass exams on the internet, bro. You can do anything on the internet. So it's like, it's kind of like an escape for people now, but it's not healthy, man.
Do you know what I find though?
It's not healthy at all.
I tell myself that I shouldn't be on TikTok or Instagram or whatever it is, because I feel like I'm being better than everyone else.
Yeah.
Even though that's not how I think, but in general, I'm like, nah, man, I can't be scrolling on TikTok, but you can.
Yeah.
And there's certain times I'm scrolling, I'm like, this is hilarious.
Yeah.
I like it. Mm-hmm. The next time I come up, that same stuff, and then I just buy into a cycle. So I try myself not to be on there too much though, because I think it's counterproductive for me personally.
Yeah, it is. It
because there's
is.
Certain times I might be chilling, yeah? And I should order food or I should do something.
Yeah.
But I'm on 40 minutes now, I've been scrolling. Yeah. And that's when it gets
dark. That's when you're getting, that's when you're like, you're lethargic now. You can't be, you can't be asked to do anything.
But you know my favorite thing though?
What?
I like watching those. So for example, let's say there's a police documentary about how they caught someone, but they split it up in parts.
I hate that.
I love it.
No, but I love it, but I hate the fact that I have to go into this person's
face. I love it,
and
bro.
The way you find it, you have to look for the just watched.
You start with just watched, then you go to part two.
Yeah.
And it's always...
When you find part two, do you not feel like a hacker?
I feel like Snowden. Yeah. I feel like Snowden. That's me. I'm Snowden.
Yeah.
Bro, it's so... do you know what it is? I feel like nowadays, with social media, again, I'm showing my age here, but back in the day, if you wanted to watch something lengthy, I have to have it on a DVD, Or VCR, or watch it on YouTube, now, everything is accessible. And that's the I guess for a brand perspective, that's sick for TikTok, because it's like, everything can be here.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm like, when I know it's dark is when I get my charger, plug it in, and I lay on the side, and I'm like, three, 4 minutes.
Yeah.
That's when I know I got a problem.
Yeah.
And I found, of recent, that like, my algorithm is telling me something about myself. So, recently, I've been like, obviously, I'm back in the gym now,
Same.
Brother, I bought something, I saw some guy basically saying, if you want to get a chest like this, use this. And it's some machine, and it looks sick. And because he's ripped, I went and bought it.
Yeah. Is it?
I bought it.
Fair enough. Oh, they got you.
They got me. £54.99.
Yeah.
Out of there.
Just to add on to that, though, you know the phone thing? For example, have you ever left your phone for about a couple of hours and then... Now you forgot that you don't have it.
Mm.
And then now you go back to your phone, but you go back to your phone excited. Cause like, oh my God, what have I missed?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Majority of the time, like when I'm in the gym, I don't have my phone on me in case like a weight smashes it or anything like that.
Yeah.
So I keep it somewhere in it. And then obviously I'm with the man, hour sesh. Then I go back to my phone like, oh my God, like what have I missed? No notifications. All right, cool.
Yeah.
Fair enough. It's
No one's texting.
It's cool. It's
all right.
Could have died.
Yeah, yeah,
do you know what I mean? It's a very dangerous environment. I mean, no one checked in on me. And I'm a married man, by the way.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So yeah. So, and then, so I mean, no one checked in on man. But yeah, it's literally that, like, I feel a weight has been lifted on me. Obviously, I need my phone, bro. I love my phone.
Yeah.
But when I don't use it from time to time, I like missing it. Mm. I like missing my phone, innit? I like missing the, let me go back on it. Now I'm with the world. I like seeing outside.
That happens to me probably when we're filming. Or if we're, if like, for example, I'm actively doing something, if I've seen like there's bare messages or emails, I can't wait to look at them.
Yeah.
But I like to be like, no, not yet. I like that. And I don't know why, what that is. But then funny enough, I watched this documentary and it basically explains the birth of social media. So for example, you see like a slot machine.
Yeah.
You keep until you get your money, right?
Yeah.
That's what refreshing is.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're constantly refreshing to see what is new.
Yeah.
And notifications give people like an element of endorphins, because it's like, oh my God, who's messaging me?
Yeah.
Or I just posted a picture. You constantly check who's liked it and that's subconsciously what everyone does.
Yeah.
That we find ourselves constantly checking comments and really and truly, if you get 300 great comments, there's no different. It could be the same thing that everyone else is saying, but in that one
bad one
can like, alter your mood.
It deletes like 200.
And that's why I try to stay away from social media, because there's a lot of things that, as much as I enjoy it, there's things that I don't like about it. And yeah, some of the things that I eat, as much as this man's strong and whatever, certain things I'm just like, oh, miss me with it. How do you view me like this? Just off my job. I hate that.
It could be like, someone could say, oh, I think Darkest does too much. Someone else who might not think that just wants to jump onto the bag and just I clocked that. Hey, I've been thinking that, you know, I just didn't want to say it, but thank God you said, now I'm going to start saying it. Yeah. And then other people, and you know what I mean? So it's just like, bro, you have to accept the fact that even the best of people get hated on, bro. My nigga, God's got haters.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Nah, it's true.
It's the truth.
But do you think though, yeah, now that you're in it, yeah, and we both do this job, yeah, do you think that what it is now is what you expected it to be when you first started doing content? Because all those years ago, it was essentially for fun and it was like, oh, I could potentially make something from this. Now that you're established doing what you do, do you feel like, all right, I don't know if I like this part of the job, or like, is there anything you don't like about the job?
That, you know, is anything I don't like about the job, usually proves me wrong at the end of the day, because sometimes it's not really nervousness, but you know, when it comes to meeting, I don't know, just doing certain shoots and meeting certain people, I'm just a bit on edge in terms of like, this person's going to be weird or this person I'm not going to get along with. I don't know why that happens a lot with me. You know, I always assume I'm not going to get along with someone, but I'm a nice guy. But it's just, but not everyone's a nice person, isn't it? So it's like, I don't know. So I think in terms of, there's not nothing it's more of a me problem. It's not, I wouldn't blame the job. Bro, I'll be real.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
Majority of our job is just adapting, bro. You just have to adapt to certain situations. You have to adapt to the fact that you're going to meet certain people you don't like. You're not going to like everyone. Not everyone's going to like you. You know what I mean? But as long as you can maintain that certain level of respect for everyone and you know you're doing your best and you know you haven't been an asshole, I mean, that's how I sleep at night. You get what I mean? The only way I feel bad is if I know I've made a mistake.
Yeah.
Do you get what I mean? True. Or like, oh, maybe I said a joke that was too far. I shouldn't have said that. Or maybe I should have given this person a better reaction, or I should have told this person the truth. I mean, whatever the scenario, but if I know I haven't done anything wrong, I don't really care about people's opinions.
Yeah, anymore. I think for me, one thing I don't like is how a narrative can become people's truth about you. And that's something that, like, I don't think I've suffered with, yeah, because I am very Ray Charles to a lot of the stuff because I know who I am. But that stuff, I think, is like, the bigger you are, the more the narrative becomes to stick. And I believe that, like, we're in a day and age where, like, people can't forgive you for mistakes or something that you might have said that was out of pocket, or, you know, whatever. You can just be associated with something and it's like, yeah, that's that person. And the weird part of it is that whenever I always say that social media is a place. A place that everybody...
It's a dark place.
A very dark place, but a beautiful place at the same time. There's a balance between it. But I've always said, in real life, I've never come across any of that before. And I think that's what allows me to, like, move past any type of hate that comes my way, right?
It will never come to me face to face.
It's not even to say it in some arrogant way, but it's just more because there are more people that understand what we're doing and more people that kind of get the fact that these guys just joke around.
Yeah.
Like, they're not serious as you may think it is. And this is, my job isn't to be a serious, obviously serious at my job, but this is not, you know what I mean? So, I think that's the only thing that I dislike about it. Everything else is pretty much like, it is what it is. What else do you expect?
Yeah, no, bro, back in the day, it used to be much harder for me in terms of, I don't know, I was very anxious. Because, bro, you need to remember, bro, YouTube was never man's idea. You get me? It was never, I never said, I want to start a channel, I want to be famous, I want to have followers. None of that. It was all chunks. You know what I mean? And the fact that I was around him so much, bro, the first 2 years, I built a fan base and I didn't have a channel. I didn't have anything. I just had a few followers on Snapchat, but that's pretty much it.
Did you see, like, when you would, like, do your day-to-day stuff, yeah?
And everywhere. Like, if I go to a cafe, if I go to, like, bro, I lived in Birmingham for a year and the kids there all know who I am. I'm not even in my own area.
Where did you live in Birmingham? Okay, so, all right. This episode, like I said, I want to learn about my friend.
Yeah.
When did you live in Birmingham, bro?
I lived in Birmingham 2016. So as soon as I left sixth form, I went to Birmingham. I went to University of Wolverhampton for a year.
That's okay. So what were you studying?
Business and accounting.
How did that help you?
So I wasted every minute of that of that year. I'm not gonna lie to you. Do you know what it is? I liked business and I really liked maths. I still do like maths.
Yeah.
But I thought business and accounting would be interested. But as soon as I knew what accounting was,
yeah,
and I was like, okay, no.
Yeah.
Okay, no, this ain't me.
Straight back to London.
Yeah, I was like, this ain't me. After a year, and plus, bro, I'm not an exam guy.
Yeah.
I'm a coursework guy. I don't like exams, bro, because I don't like the fact that this little piece of paper determines how hard I worked throughout the whole year. Yeah. I could be having a shit day. I could be ill that day. I could be nervous during exams. You get me? Anything could happen to me during that day. I don't like the fact that this one paper determines everything. I don't like exams. So there was one exam, yeah, that I did. Oh, I can't be wrong with you. You know, multiple choice.
Yeah.
I'm the best at that game.
What is it? Was it Ibdibdi?
Broski. So basically, this is the thing. It was my business exam paper. I remember they gave it to me. I looked at the multiple choice questions. The first one I knew. I knew the answer to it. I was like, okay, cool. So I'm like, okay, cool. If it's B for this one, they ain't gonna make it B for the second one. Ooh, they might. Reverse psychology. B. I feel like A. You know, I haven't put C in a while. Probably C for this one. Do you know, let's go back to B. That's how I went. For 49 questions, bro. That's exactly what I did.
What was the percentage you got right?
52%. I passed, bro. I passed.
So how quick was the exam? Was it like...
So it was like, I think it was an hour 30. I think there was like 49 multiple choice questions and like maybe 10 questions that you had to write. Didn't do this.
Wow.
So I smoked the multiple choice.
You know
and
what I'm
I actually ended
wow.
up
wow. I've lived the same life as you. Majority of... So exams for me, yeah, I never saw what I was taught in an exam.
Yeah.
Maybe I did, but my brain couldn't compute it.
Yeah.
So whenever I used to go to exams, yeah, I genuinely halfway through I'd be like, yeah, I failed this. So let's just have fun.
Yeah.
Like, so let's just start writing things. And yeah. I used to literally do ip dip do.
Yeah.
And then I'd be like, what number looks good? and write those numbers. Maths for me, if you tell me how to calculate things, I can.
Yeah.
But when I start to see algebra and
don't bring stop. You know when English starts to come into maths, that's when shit gets real.
That's when it's serious.
Yeah. So yeah, it's like, yeah, so X went down the road, Y came back. So yeah, find D.
Yeah, yeah. Where is he?
Okay, I don't want to say where's D. Whoa, bro.
Whoa, pause for
let me just,
us,
let me
man.
Just, you get yeah. me? Let me just.
Pause. Where is
just,
D?
Let me just.
God, he wants to know that. I don't. Yeah, shaky McShaky. Yeah, that's not nice, man. But also, I think school, yeah. Because I always say, like, when we was in school, I think I was that was probably the best period of my life.
I miss it. I wouldn't say it's the best period of my life. I miss it though.
No, obviously, in terms of, obviously now is have had so much amazing, great things, but I feel like that was what made me. Mm-hmm. Like everything I loved about school, the fact that I was so broke.
What years was this, by the way? Just walk me through it. No, we tried to take the piss, but yeah, go.
Well, as in what year I was in?
Yeah, so when you started year seven, yeah. Walk me through year seven. So when you started year seven.
So year seven,
what
I came
year
through.
Was it in the world?
2002.
Oh, so when Brazil won the World Cup?
Yeah.
No,
it wasn't 2002. I'm lying. Because, yeah, Brazil won the World Cup 2002.
Mm-hmm.
It might have been... So I left school 2007. Yeah, what was 2002, 2003. Yeah, yeah. Aye, that's when people were born.
Yeah. Now, back then, I think, like, you lot were listening to movies on the radio, innit? That you had to listen to movies.
Bro, mum was sending emails on paper. Envelopes, letters. You'd have to go and send a letter and wait 3-4 days to get a response.
And then we had handwritten CVs.
Like, do you know what? When I think of it, yeah, like, raw. Like, man's actually very old.
No, you're not.
No, not very old.
You're
okay,
not,
okay, let's
I
rephrase
label,
that.
I would even
no,
label
No, let's rephrase
you.
That. Yeah. I have seen a lot.
Yeah.
Of changes. That's what I can say. I've seen a lot of changes. Like
Kobe's prime,
Man United's prime.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The prime ministers. Like, I've seen it all, bro. And I remember, bro, see the O2 Arena?
Yeah.
It was the Millennium Dome.
So wait, the O2 hasn't always been the O2?
No, it was the Millennium Dome. So you used to go there on holiday, not holiday, as a trip. Mm-hmm. And it was an educational place.
Mm-hmm.
So there would be like a massive human body. That's big, like literally the height of the O2.
Yeah.
And you could literally climb up and see
go
the
inside
organs.
What?
You could see the organ. Like it's teaching you about the different parts of the body.
What about, okay, cool. Listen, my mind's in the gutter.
I didn't go to
But could you go there?
You could have.
You could have gone to
seen
his.
Seen what is part of it there.
What is it, just like a long hallway?
I didn't see it.
Oh,
no, because they
I would have gone just for you.
No,
me.
No, I think the teachers kind of knew that that's not the thing that we should have seen at
I hear
that
it.
Age. I
just lock that off, man. That's where the headquarters should be. I meet me at the tip. that's where like you go to have
meet me at the tip.
Yeah, meet me at the tip. That's where we discuss what happens. Yeah, everywhere else.
I remember though, like, so yeah, anyway, to answer your question, the reason why I love that is because I genuinely didn't know nothing about life. Also, like, you know, like the seriousness of life right now, it was so unserious.
Yeah.
I was relying on my parents to give me money every day. I was building relationships. I was lying a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, like when someone says to you, oh yeah, my dad drives this car. And I go, yeah, my dad's got that as well. My dad was never had it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And it was, you're trying to be impressionable.
Yeah.
And I just think like that, it was just such I was so innocent
that
it made me become the person that I am today. And I love that. From year seven to year 10, I had a blast.
Yeah.
Nothing was serious.
Yeah, now you just got me thinking. You know, now just all my memories are kicking in, yeah? You just remind me, you know? So basically, when I was in here, I did primary school here, innit? I did primary school here and high school, to be fair. But my year four, year five, and year six, I did in Oman.
Yeah.
I did in Oman. So, but year one to year three, I was here with my mum. So my mum had this car. I forgot what car it was, but it was a Toyota.
Yeah.
And she used to have this cassette with that used to play music on our way to school, innit? Mm. And there was three songs on there. I forgot what the songs were, but I used to bang those three tunes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We didn't know how to put more on there.
Yeah.
We just knew this cassette. And whenever like I'd piss her off while I was a bad kid or whatever.
Turn it off.
She would take, you could take the whole VCR out of the car.
And I know that. Yeah.
And she used to put it in her, bag.
Bro.
I thought that was a normal thing
cars. No. Yes, it was.
Oh,
so you remove it and people would, you couldn't leave it in your car because someone would break in and take it.
No way.
That was a thing. Yeah, back then, bro. It wasn't no like.
I thought it was just exclusive. I thought we were down bad.
No, bro. You remove it. Like you'd go and buy like a Panasonic one or whatever. Like, it was about like.
A Panasonic car?
The stereo.
Oh, first.
The stereo, you remove it. And, bro, that was a thing. Also, my dad used to be a DJ, yeah? So how I know so much songs was because my dad used to always like play like a Craig David or he bought me my first ever album.
Mm-hmm.
You know what it was?
What?
Nellyville.
I don't even know what that is.
Nelly.
I know Craig David. Oh, is it?
Yeah, that was my first. He bought that for me.
Want to try a free sample?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, time to consult the online experts.
You only eat after you're walking 10,000 steps.
Stop it.
They don't know your body. Only you do. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Signos.com. Signos.com with code SPARK. Signos.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
Because I remember Underly Mama, he ya, hoo, hoo, hoo. Yeah. That album, I remember just loving it.
Okay.
So, you know, like when you're there's certain songs. That,
I would pay good money to see your dad as a DJ.
No, but okay. So,
I want to say, was he like the turn up the crowd kind of DJ?
So, he wasn't a Dex man, like, wasn't that. It was, he used to love music, right? Yeah. So
like, turn up. Why are you not turning up?
This is before, like, you know, my dad really took Islam, like, proper seriously and, like, stopped, like, all of that stuff. But when I was younger, he would, we call them Ghana Must Go bags, yeah? Ghana Must Go. It's a thing.
As in Ghana Must Go?
Ghana Must Go.
Okay, Ghana Must Go.
Ghana Must Go bags, yeah? And it had, like, maybe, like, 100 CDs in there. So what he would do, because he would buy his CDs, he would see what the vibe was. And because he had a multiplayer CD thing, he might have like a Bob Marley playing.
Yeah.
See the crowd are jumping in and go, okay, cool, I'm gonna play Biggie. So I know songs based off my dad. And anytime I hear certain songs, it makes me emotional. Because I remember being a kid,
In them days.
Like certain songs are just like
they hit
differently, bro. So I remember when Craig David first started.
Yeah.
All my ways, me. Obviously can't sing it because of copyright.
Yeah.
So there's certain songs. I wanted to ask you, what's a song?
What is copyright? I mean, can I be real? It's copyright when we've copied you and they had the right to it.
You copy, but you don't have the right.
Okay, so I copied, but
yeah.
Okay, so what? So do they copyright me?
Yes.
So they have the right to
copyright infringement.
Okay.
Which means you've infringed.
Yeah.
The copyright.
Yeah.
Now that's not how you say it.
Okay. Yeah.
It sounds good.
Yeah.
Around good.
Mm-hmm.
The mound's good. Mm-hmm. The lounge good.
Fair enough.
So that's what it is. So, yeah, what song would you say reminds you like of your childhood?
Oh my God.
If there's a song that like, if you hear it, it just makes you feel something. Also, people in the comments, let us know what song as well.
For me, like, it'll probably be...
Or people that's listening.
It'll probably be Rihanna, Umbrella.
Really?
I don't know. It just reminds me. You know, it reminds me. Me and Chunks, in the living room. Me, Chunks, and Stars in the little living room. I'm scrolling through Sky because you know how you could save stuff on Sky.
Yeah.
So we used to bang Rihanna, Umbrella. I learned all the lyrics.
The bookmark on. So you just press.
Yeah. And the thing is, that's when I found out. Basically, they told me, "Yo, them times Rihanna's a devil worshipper."
Yeah.
You get me? So at that time, I'm thinking, "Oh shit,
the conspiracies back
then, that umbrella's not an umbrella. She's gonna grab man with that umbrella and bring me to the other side." So that music, the music video to Umbrella used to give me nightmares. Don't laugh.
No, you laugh, it's bad, man. He's a kid, man.
I used to have nightmares of Rihanna with an umbrella chasing me in my dreams.
What, going, under my
umbrella. I don't know Rihanna.
Wow.
The horror.
I'm trying to think what a song was that I can remember. I think Return of the Mac, you know.
Return of the Mac.
Oh no.
There's no way that can be Harry. That's, come on,
bro.
What? When did that come out?
In the '90s, bro.
Feck.
I'm telling you. Look, bro.
Wait, you're not that old, though. How old are you?
No, I'm 34.
Fuck.
Yeah. Like Return of the Mac. Remember, I was a very advanced kid, and I loved being around my pops. Right. So that song he used to love so much. It just reminds me of parties. Yeah. And Sierra Leone people, when we would go and party.
I got a song as well, but yeah, go on.
We would go and party. Like, that would be, like, whatever song is in, like, I sound so old. But Top of the Pops.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, damn. This is for the old heads. But anyway, whenever you'd hear a song there, that's a song that the whole country is listening to.
Yeah.
You lied to me. Like, but I do. Like, bro.
You just reminded me.
It's a banger, bro. Like, so that song for me is my tune.
I said, yes, I do.
I said, you lied to me. And then, you know what? As a kid, man, don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
It's when I've got older. It's when I've got older, I'm like, she was cheating on him. And he's saying it broad day. You lied to me.
Have you heard that song? My dad, my dad's the one that showed me the song. But the thing is, he showed me the song. What made it funny is my dad used to explain songs to me while he's showing to me. Yeah. And this one's in English, so man understood it.
Yeah.
So it was, hit the road, Jack.
And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more.
So basically, I knew everything else, but I didn't know what hit the road meant.
Yeah.
You get me? I'm just like, oh, daddy, who's Jack? Daddy, he's Jack. He's just, and then my dad will play the song and say, no, hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back. I swear to God. Oh, while he's driving, he's driving, hit the road, Jack. And don't you come. I'm like, yeah, but what does hit the road mean? And he was just like, and he explained what hit the road means, like, kind of like go away. Da, da, da. And I was like, oh, okay, cool, sick. So now anytime I hit the road, Jack, I think of my dad's face.
Yeah. There's certain things. I think memories are beautiful because, like, it stems from things that.
I'm glad I found out who Jack was, though, because I was looking for Jack.
But who is he, though?
No, but he's
don't exist.
Brother. No, he's a good brother.
No, he doesn't exist.
He means well.
So, yeah, that was one. Laura, what's the song that reminds you of your childhood? Yeah, I'm so happy I didn't ask you.
You did ask her.
Yeah, no, it wasn't me.
Yeah, it was. There's eight cameras.
No, that wasn't me that asked that one. Yeah, so Laura said a song that what actually is that song, though?
What? Drive me crazy, out the wall. What the hell is that? Sophie who?
Sophie Elliott Baxter. What's her? Yeah, I know you. What's her famous song again? Murder on the Dance Floor. You better not let the room. DJ. I know
who that is. Hey, can I ask you a question?
Go on then.
So basically, it's a dark question.
Okay.
But I saw it on another podcast, but I want to ask you here face to face. You've probably seen it as well. In order for you to... So basically, what's one crime you would make... like not exist in the world anymore, but in order to not make it exist, you have to commit it. So for example, if you say murder, which means you'd have to murder someone. If you do, there's no one that will ever get murdered ever again in the whole world.
Okay, as a Muslim.
Yeah, generally.
Killing somebody.
It's nuts.
You cannot take somebody's life that Allah has given
it's mad.
To them.
It's a, yeah.
However. Now this is hypothetically speaking.
Bro, talk to me, man. All right.
Oh, I love these questions.
Yeah, talk to me.
Hypothetically speaking, no, because whatever is in place in this world is meant to be here. So I can't now change that.
You can also make the argument that whatever's meant to go is meant to go.
Fairs, but who said it's me that should be doing that?
True.
But do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So then maybe murder and stuff is here to teach people that life is short.
Okay, so you think murdering? So you think murdering is a good lesson?
No, it's not. I don't. But if I was to, I'm just thinking about myself here. I'm trying to be selfish. Here.
Okay, yeah, be selfish.
If I kill someone for the sake of making sure that nobody gets murdered, people are still going to die anyway.
Yeah, but from other stuff, but it won't be murder.
Yeah, but it won't be murder.
Mm-hmm. It won't be murder. So no one will kill anyone again.
If there was a way in which I could, like, Allah could forgive me because I'm helping other people, like helping the world,
yeah,
then I would do it.
Yeah.
But a crime that
So think about it. If you murder someone, you are a murderer, but that murder has stopped all murders. Mm. But if you don't do it, more people are going to die from murders. So
it's, you know what I'll do?
What would you do?
I'll commit the biggest fraud ever.
So there'll be no fraud ever again?
No more fraud again.
Yeah, allow me, man. Yeah, but that's a good one.
Yeah. No one could ever be frauded ever again.
Yeah.
I'll just take it. I'll take the charge.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm trying to say? I'll do 100 billion fraud, wire fraud.
Yeah.
And yeah, khalas.
So then you can finish it being rich.
Yeah, and then I'm rich, but I'll help people.
Yeah, and then would you give all that money back to society?
I didn't say no. If I get away scot-free as well,
yeah,
I'll help people.
Yeah,
like I'll, but then that money would be haram.
It's bad.
This is a tough question.
It's a very tough question. You know what I'd pick?
What?
Perjury. You know what perjury is?
Yeah, of course.
Lying in court. Perjury is like when you lie in court, no?
I thought you meant purging. As in like, going
You're
around.
Thinking about the movie The Purge.
No, but that's the thing, purge.
Yeah, the purge, when you're purging yourself. But perjury.
Okay, yes, in court.
Perjury,
yes.
Yeah, perjury is when you lie in court. So when you go to court and you lie to people, I'd stop that.
All right.
So no one can ever lie in court again. We wouldn't need lawyers.
I don't think that's a good one.
Perjury.
Just because.
You know how much people lie on the stand, bro?
Okay, but people.
Yeah, I saw him.
But you
saw him do it.
True.
Lying, what's his name again?
Yeah, you know what, Fez. Because then I'm thinking like, how would anyone know you're lying until you get caught?
Exactly, but no one was there. A lot of it would eliminate the he say, she say factor. Do you know what I mean? Because now you can't lie when you get into a room.
I know what I would do.
What's that?
If there's a way I could remove tax, if tax was something I could remove, I would do the biggest
tax. Tax isn't a crime, though.
It is a fucking crime.
No, it is to us.
It's a crime.
To society,
it's a crime. Flipping crime.
It is.
The greats are horrible.
It's ridiculous. Ooh,
what is something that...
Because the UK's broke.
I think I'd probably go with murder, you know? Because murder's like, no one wants to see someone getting murdered. I would love for people to die from just natural causes, mm-hmm, not murder.
Okay.
Go on.
I'd be racist.
Fairs? I think you'd be great at that as well. I think you'd be great. Just be the most racist you've ever been,
bro,
and it ends.
I'd be...
Because that's the best one.
Yeah, racist. Yeah.
Wow.
I'd be racist.
No more racism.
Yeah, no more racism ever again.
That's it. So when you see someone, you're like, you're a jolly good fellow.
Yeah, that's not racism, though. You're just talking like them.
No, I'm saying, like, you look at someone and go, oh, you're a jolly good fellow.
Yeah.
Like, no one would look at someone and go...
Oh, Fairs, okay.
Yeah, no one would look at someone and go, man, I can't fuck with you, man. Yeah. You're not black.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
That's a nice tan. How'd you do that?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? See?
And people are proper inquisitive about who people are.
Yeah, and then like they want to know about your culture.
You know?
Yeah, see? No,
I
more
think
racism.
Murder and racism are the two things I think that in life people suffer from the most. People getting killed.
Yeah.
And racism.
Yeah.
People being wrongly accused, wrongly treated just because of their skin tone. Like, that's a fucking good one.
Yeah. Do you have a little brother?
No.
Okay, let's say you did.
Yeah.
Let's say you had a little brother. Let's say you're at home right now watching TV.
Why the fuck do I love this so much?
You know, so let's say you're at home watching TV. I come across this on TikTok, I'm asking this on a pod. So let's say you're at home watching TV. Your little brother comes in and what's it called? He tells you, yo, I've committed a murder. I've killed someone. Mm. You get me? So obviously, as your brother, you're being shocked, but he's like, yo, no one saw me. You know what I mean? Like, I got away with it kind of vibe, innit? And then you go on the news, another guy who's innocent has been arrested for the murder. He's going to jail for life. You, as the older brother, do you go to the authorities and tell them, yo, my little brother did it, or are you going to let an innocent man rot in jail?
That would be me. Bro, because at the end of the day, that's not my job to go and, of course, obviously someone being wrongly accused of a murder is a mad thing. And if my brother goes, look, I'm going to go and tell, do your thing. But that's not my job. That's not my job, clearly. Mm-hmm. Like, people might think it's wrong, it's not my job. And if he hasn't got cut, then hey, it's not my fault. But I think as time goes on, he'll probably look at it and be like, I can't live with myself.
Okay, a year's gone by and he hasn't said nothing. He's living his life normal. He's like, yo, I'm never going to
go. Go and repent. Go and repent.
Repent.
Go and pray to Allah and ask for, check for the answers that you need. Because me personally, something like that would eat me up. Knowing that, like...
Yeah, but you do know. Now that you know...
No, but if it's me, remember, I can't make a decision for somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
No, whether it's my brother, whether it's my friend or nothing. Deep down, every time he hears the word dead, kill, it's going to subconsciously mess with his mind. So he's going to either live with it or it's not my job to go and do that.
But this is what I'm saying to you. Now that you knowing this information is a big factor. Not,
I know, but I know it.
You in good conscience know there's an innocent guy in jail right now.
But it's not, okay, but it's not my problem.
Yeah.
Because I didn't commit it, number one. Yeah. And number two, he's told me because he doesn't feel happy about the situation anyway. If he didn't want to tell, he wouldn't tell me. He'll keep that between himself until he gets arrested. Mm-hmm. So the fact that he's telling me, he isn't telling me to say, what do I think? He's telling me to say, yo, this is what happened. I'm not saying anything. It's not my business.
Yeah.
What would you do in that situation?
In good, you know, there's, oh my God. Okay, what is considered the right thing to do in this situation? Okay. If we're being technical.
If we're being technical.
And we take the emotion out of it.
The right thing to do is to go and say, yo, it's me that did that. You did the crime, you did the time.
Okay, but right? What if he's not willing to do that?
Then, my brother.
Yeah.
I go and, like, because then I need to know, why did you kill this person?
Yeah.
Did this person do something to you?
Okay, would you tell your brother, go confess?
Nah.
That's different than you snitching.
No.
You're not snitching now. You're telling my man to go confess.
You're telling the truth, yeah? But if you shat yourself, would you go and just tell Lara, yo, I woke up this morning and I shat myself? Some things you don't need to say.
No, because that doesn't affect anyone's conscience but mine.
No, of course. My point is...
That was a bad analogy.
I know, that's so bad. But my point is like, if... I would need to know why. And again, I kind of don't need to know because I'm not the one that needs to go and tell
him. I mean innocent. This guy had nothing to do with anything. He's just coming home from work.
No, I know, I hear that, but it's like... The point I'm trying to make here is, because what you're saying is right, the guy's innocent, bro. He should not be in jail.
I wouldn't snitch, but I'd cut my brother off if he didn't snitch.
Yeah, that's my point. I'd be like, look, what you've done is going to eat you alive for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
And if you know every time, imagine the guy gets killed in jail.
Imagine his bro, he could
that's
be-
on you. You've basically killed another person.
Yeah, you've killed another
person. You've killed
two people. Yeah.
Because you've killed someone literally, and you've killed someone's life. Imagine he gets like a lifetime in jail.
Imagine his name's now Loose Booty Ben.
I know as a Muslim, I know that that's the wrong thing to do anyway. Even as a person in general, I know that my brother, if the way we've been raised, he would be like, yo, this, I can't do this. I've got to, it's me that did it. Like, I would think that, but it's not.
Anytime I see my brother and he hasn't confessed, the only thing we're talking about is, yo, you need to go to, either go confess or never chat to me again.
Yeah.
That's literally all it is.
Why
did you tell me? I'd get angrier for telling
you. Yeah, but the thing is, it's not your problem to go and tell. It's him because he's done it. And if there's no evidence as well, you look mad because you've gone and told on your brother and there's no evidence. He has to say, because he would know everything that's happened.
Yeah.
He's the one that committed it.
Yeah, I left the weapon there.
Yeah, it would have to be him that does it.
Yeah.
But I would look at him sideways knowing that, bro, you did the crime. And okay, cool. Let's say, for example, hypothetically, something crazy happened. Like the guy was doing a mad thing to him or done something mad or whatever and you killed him self-defense. Cool.
You can argue that.
You have a case there.
Yeah.
But if you're just sitting down and you know what would be madder is if you're living your life like nothing's happened. Then that's like...
Something's wrong with you.
Something's wrong with you, do you get me? But that's made me realize that this is a good thing to talk about.
Yeah, I don't know.
So we're going to do some would you rathers.
Okay.
All right. Would you rather pry off your thumbnail with a fork? Yeah? As in like remove your thumbnail with a fork?
Yeah.
Or put a toothpick under your big toenail and kick a wall. Oh, wow. Why did I just...
You know my toes.
Oh, look at them.
Bro,
oh my God. Bro, also, guys, please be in the comments as well. We'd love to see your responses, please.
Hold on, let me just. Yep, there we go.
Pry off your thumbnail with a fork. So that's this hair with a fork. Oh.
Okay, can I be honest with you? I'm doing the thumb. I can't do the toe. Have you ever stubbed your toe in the corner of a
toothpick under your toenail
and kick a wall?
Yeah, I think I'm doing thumbnail, you know?
Yeah, I'm doing thumbnail. I can't do
that.
Oh
my.
I don't know why. I think losing this nail is less painful than the toenail.
But a toenail is like.
Oh.
Yeah.
Can I be real? My toenails are an organ.
Yeah, yeah.
It's an organ.
No, it's important. All right, cool. So we're going with the thumbnail, yeah?
Yeah, I'm going with the thumb.
Would you rather pee your pants in public once a week?
Yeah.
Or poop your pants in private every other day?
I'd poop myself.
That's something I can deal with.
No, but that's dark though, man. Every other day, you're shitting yourself.
Every other day.
Like, you got to dash whatever you were wearing.
Yeah.
But every other day, and you piss yourself once a week.
But in public.
Allow me.
In public. That means you're standing at work.
You can't.
What does that smell?
And my thing is, bro, you can't be bold and have poor bladder control.
No, that's a problem.
Yeah, that is a problem.
Yeah, I'm peeing myself.
I'm letting them go. I'll poo myself for 5 minutes.
Yeah. That's me. Okay, cool. Next one.
Oh, by the way, the comments say we talk about poop a lot.
Yeah. So there's more.
Yeah.
Would you rather always have to use sandpaper as toilet paper, or always have to use hot sauce as eye or ear drops? Oh my. Days. Oh my days. This is. All right, cool. So look. Thinking sandpaper is rough no Rossington, and that's going to make you, so basically, that's like.
You can't ever. I'd use sandpaper, bro.
Whatever you're using, it'll
make anything worse.
I think that's about two, 3 days, and I can't see no more.
Yeah, and then you're blind. You're blind within a week.
But then your asshole is going to be.
No, but then again, how often do you use eye drops?
Depends on how much you need them, though.
Yeah, to be fair, imagine a day comes where you actually need to use eye drops.
No, it says you always have to use them.
You always have to use them every day. Okay, yeah. Give me the sandpaper, man.
Let me deal with it.
And I even do these ones as well.
To get,
you got to clean yourself, bro. I don't have any other options.
Oh, my days.
You got to clean it.
There we go.
These are dark.
Yeah, these are the darkest Rashford.
Darkest Rashford.
Would you rather get violent diarrhea and throw up on your boss while giving a giant presentation in front of the entire company, yeah? Or trip while walking down the aisle at your own wedding, causing you to break an arm?
The wedding. I'll pick the wedding. That's fine, man. It'll make a funny story.
I love you though, babe.
Yeah, imagine, dude, bro. But that first dance is going to have to.
Because the diarrhea, violent. It's not. Why did they say violent, though?
Violent
means that that's just. And then throwing up. Bro, do you know both ends? I've done that before though.
Have you ever had food poisoning? I've had diarrhea and vomit at the exact same time.
I've done it before. I had a bad batch.
It's dark.
Yeah. Okay. Wow.
Oh my goodness.
Would you rather have hair for teeth or have teeth for hair? This is so dumb. Teeth for hair.
Nah, you'll look like a madman if it was just bare teeth.
But hair for teeth.
With hair for teeth, you can't eat.
Do you know what I'll go? Hair for teeth, you got to use straws. Do you know what I'll go? Teeth for hair.
Why?
I can wear a hat. I can wear like a skull cap. I can wear a do-rag. It just look like I've always got something there.
Oh, wait. So if I had hair for teeth.
Is this for me specifically?
Yeah?
Yeah, but that means hair. That means you've got teeth around your beard. Teeth on your eyebrows. Teeth on your, like, all there.
Okay, yeah. I want every tooth. I want 75 teeth in my head. Hey, does it say anything about bald people? Does it apply to them as well?
No. I mean, this is you now with hair.
Oh, first. Okay, so I have hair. But I got tooth hair. Yeah, I'm going to put tooth in my head. I'm going to get a tooth fade.
All right. Oh, no, this is bad. I would never do this one. All right. Would you rather have to sleep in a coffin full of snakes every night for an entire year?
Whatever the second one is, I'm doing it. I'm sucking it. Whatever the second one is.
That's not sucking it. I have to cut off your own pinky toe.
Bro, give me those. I'll cut off all, you know, every single one of them?
Yeah, yeah.
I'll do it with a smile on my face as well. There's.
But listen, have to sleep in a coffin full of snakes every night for a year.
Every night for a year?
Yeah.
Actually, to be fair, you know, after a week, you might start naming them, they're your brethren.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's and a link up. They're not venomous either.
Oh, so it's like the anas.
Yeah, they can't kill you. It's an anas. It's just that they're in there.
Yeah, the anas aren't. The
I anacondas. Think I'm doing anas, you know.
What, there's bare anas in
there? What am I cutting off my pinky toe for? That's going to hurt.
Yeah, you can't even, you can never Travella again. You can't outside foot nothing.
Bro, your sock is going to be dangling. Like, you see this bit here?
It's so important.
It's so important. Like, take this off. Yeah. I've just got space here. I don't want space here. Nah, bro. After that, yeah, I'm fine. I will never be scared of snakes again. No, that's actually solving my snake problem.
Yeah, true.
Oh my God.
Wait, big question. Do I have Wi-Fi in the coffin?
It doesn't say that.
Okay, if there's Wi-Fi, I choose that.
Yeah,
if
you can no say, what do you think of this one then, snakes?
Yeah, just watch Bear. Yeah.
All right.
Watch Snakes on a Plane. Have you watched Snakes on a Plane?
Yeah, I have.
Good fucking movie.
Scary film.
Yeah, no, I love it.
Because it's not about scary, it's more of the fact of imagine, bro. Yeah. You can't jump off.
You can't.
You're dead.
Yeah, you're going to have to dash them off. Yeah, it's long, man, allow me. I ain't got a plan for that.
Oh my days. Would you rather have to clean an entire 18-wheeler with your tongue?
You'll die before you get halfway.
Not be able to shower or bathe for an entire year. Yeah, I'm not showering.
Yeah, I'm not showering. Bro, 18-wheeler. By the time you finish one tire, you're
tasting London and Manchester. Would you rather have your taste buds on your butthole or have to poop through your mouth? That's that.
Bro, that one was... That's basic. No, that one went that through eight layers of defense.
No, that's basic. Yeah, no. That's basic. Yeah, what would you rather do?
Wait, taste buds on my arsehole, which means I have to eat through my arse.
You have taste buds on your arse, on your arsehole.
Or the shit comes out my mouth.
Yeah. No, you poop.
Out my mouth.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Wait, but then if I can... You know, can I change that question a little bit?
Go on then.
Can I change that question a little bit?
Yeah.
Would you rather have chocolate flavored shit or shit flavored chocolate? What would you rather eat if they were both in front of you?
Chocolate flavored shit.
So if it's shit that tastes exactly like chocolate, it doesn't taste like shit at all. Or would you rather have chocolate that completely tastes like shit?
The first one, because then I'll just close my eyes and eat it.
So it tastes like shit. So it tastes like chocolate, sorry.
Yeah, it tastes like chocolate.
But it's shit.
Oh.
Yeah. It just tastes like chocolate, but it's shit at its core.
And what's the other one?
It has all the bacteria of shit. And the other one is chocolate, but everything tastes like shit. It tastes like actual poo.
But it's not.
But it's not poo.
Then obviously I'm gonna go with the one that when I eat it doesn't affect
your thing.
Oh my God.
That one's dark, innit? That one's so dark. That one's very, very dark.
Okay, last one.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather have a spider lay 100 eggs inside your body, mental, get bitten by a venomous snake and have to suck the poison out yourself?
I'd get the venomous snake, but where's the bite? It can't be that. Don't say my word. It can't be my word. If this man's odd, man, I can't go down there. So, okay, cool. I want to know what your death row meal is. So they tell you you're going to die tomorrow.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? They're going to put needles everywhere. Do you know what I mean? They're going to electrocute you, whatever the case may be.
Death, but fine.
So yeah,
okay,
so a horrible death.
Yeah.
So that's how they do it, by the way.
Yeah.
So anyways, the day before, they tell you, yo, whatever you want to eat in the world, we can get you right now. What, as your last meal, what is it?
A flat iron steak.
A flat iron steak?
Yep.
Seriously?
Flat iron, cream spinach.
Yeah.
With bone marrow mash.
Yeah.
All right. Pink rose lemonade.
Yeah.
I get two steaks as well.
Maybe cassava leaves?
Nah.
Really?
Cassava leaf, yeah. I love it. But I've had it my whole life.
Yeah.
It's not the last thing I want to have. Like, if I don't ever eat cassava leaf again, I'll be okay. I've had it for 30 odd years.
Can I have a confession?
Go on.
Don't know what cassava leaf is.
Cassava leaf is one of our main dishes.
Is it a leaf?
It's leaves.
It's leaves.
That's mash together to make the sauce that we use with the meat. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I started speaking like that. But anyway, yeah. So yeah, I would go with that. That would be me, you know. I'd be super happy with that. And if you ask me on the side, mm-hmm. give me some grilled king prawns, surf and turf, I'll be, you know, I'll be a happy man for that moment. Mm-hmm. What about you?
I'd have Shades by Nico. So I'd have Nico's sweets on the side.
Okay,
that'd be my dessert.
Main?
I need my main. I tell my mom, I need my mom's food. You've had my mom's food.
Oh,
I grew up on it.
Sensei.
Do you know what I mean? And any time I go to my mom's house and I know I'm about to eat, I drive home like this. Not to say man hates my mom, but my missus is a chef and a half. Yeah, but you know, mom's food.
It's sentimental.
It's a different thing. Mom's food's different. So it's just like, I told my mom to make the food. But then I feel like she'd be emotional making the food, saying it's the last time I make food.
Yeah, but she'd make it so good.
She would make it so, like
everything could, you know, like certain times when you might even be cooking, your mom might be cooking herself. Like
she might cry into the munch. It's that extra tang I needed.
You need a tang.
Yeah, that little.
Something's different here.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever that is, I need that. Yeah, so I'd ask my mom to make me food. But do you think death row is a good idea, by the way? I don't understand the purpose of it.
So death row is basically like, the concept of it is,
you're not worth taxpayers' money anymore.
You're not worth living no more.
I think that's nuts, you know. Who the hell are you?
But some people, for certain crimes, don't. It's subjective, isn't it? Because it's like, at the end of the day, if you commit a crazy crime, you should never be able to come out of jail. In my opinion, and the suffering is something that is the medicine, I guess. Maybe not to the person who's died, mm-hmm. or to the family, really and truly, that person will never come out of jail, but they're still living. They still get to live life and whatever. Whereas I feel like with death row, it's more of a, you are going to die a lethal way, which is an injection or it's the chair. I don't know if they know if they use the chair anymore, but I'm sure it's the
injection. They do. They told me.
Oh, they told you?
Yeah, they told me. I got the email recently. So, we'll Darkest, we're still running lectures.
Still running.
I was like, no more.
Do you subscribe to the emails?
No, bro, they keep trying to make me too, but it's just like,
get off my nuts,
innit?
No, I understand. What about if that is the lesson in the situation here? Each one teach one. You've taken someone's life, your life gets taken.
Yeah. If that was the case moving forward, I think some states do that, don't they?
Yeah.
Some states do that. That is in some way considered fair.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I don't... Listen, if you've committed a murder, of course, like, it's a very bad thing. It's disgusting. I don't like it. We've put you away now. I think you going to jail and just spending your days there is enough for any kind of crime. Because now you're not in society. You can't do that to people no more. You get me? But then now saying there's death row and like, yo, we're going to kill you because you've killed people. It's like, so what's the message there? You're, it's okay to kill people sometimes? Do you know what I mean? Like, are you allowed to kill people and I'm not? You get what I mean? Like, what's the message? So I don't know. It's a slippery slope. It's different. So I don't know. I don't really think there's a right or wrong answer whether you think it's right or not. But
going back to when we was talking about meals and stuff, yeah. What's a struggle meal or a meal that's like, I don't know, like it's not something that nowadays I would eat, but I feel like I want to have it just to remember the taste.
Do you know, when people tell me those, yeah, I realized like, I kind of just want to hug my mum again because I didn't have it that hard. I'll be real with you. Obviously, we didn't have everything.
All right, what about when you was in uni and maybe you was a bit broke or whatever and then you had to like, your mum can't just send you packages of food?
Cocoa Pops and custard.
What the fuck?
Yeah, have you ever had it?
No.
The best thing ever. Literally, so you basically, you get custard. I love custard, by the way.
Really
love custard. So you put it in a bowl. You heat it so it becomes like almost like watery.
Yeah.
I mean, like a hot custard. And then you put Cocoa Pops in it. And then you mix it with
the
custard.
So it's basically chocolate custard, essentially.
Yeah, so and then you mix it with the custard, with the Cocoa Pops. Oh, can I be honest with you? I'll have that now.
Yeah.
That's normal on my cheat day. But how's gym going? You going to gym? You still going to gym? I can see it. But I just want to hear you say it.
Yeah. Do you know what? That's funny thing about me going gym, yeah, is that I get slim for a minute, yeah. Like I stop going gym and I lose. Then when I go to gym, it's like I get a size again.
Mm-hmm.
My problem with gym is that like if
you're your genetics are very good, bro.
Thank you, bro. Appreciate you.
Very good.
I think what it is that I get into it, then something happens where I have to miss gym for a week or whatever it may be,
mm-hmm.
and because I'm not in that gym place where I'm training anywhere, I ended up getting used to just not training anymore. But now I found my muse. I found that going gym 3 days a week as the bare minimum, anything else is an addition.
Yeah,
it works for me and I love it. I go to the gym and I honestly don't think about anything apart from getting stronger and training myself.
And looking better.
I love it, bro.
Yeah.
Even like when I wear t-shirts that I've had for a minute and I'm like, 2-3 months ago, these weren't fitting the way they are now. And now I'm in a gym.
Now, like, when you start seeing results, it's a different, lovely, man. Different feeling because you put in the work.
And you think you're whammer than what you actually are. Then you see someone, you're like, oof, I'm not there yet.
Yeah,
where I'm at right now.
So. No, but the thing is, that's how I used to be in the gym where, like, basically, with my trainer, Kyle, he kind of, he told me this as well, and I always remember, there was one point, like, I think I benched, like, 70 kg. I think it was, like, it was a while ago, so I benched, like, 70 kg, and I was gassed. It was, like, a milestone for me. It's like, oh, my God, I hit 70 kg. And then Kyle was like, well done, you haven't hit 70 kg. So he's, like, slapping my back. He's congratulating me. And then I was just like, nah, it's fine. I know a man that can do like 120, 140, like 70 is nothing, isn't it? Man's halfway. He's like, yeah, but bro, why are you comparing yourself to them? They're not here. Do you know what I mean? It's like, you have to focus on yourself. That's what I'm saying. People kind of forget how much progress they make because they keep comparing themselves to people that have been doing this for longer. And that's the worst thing you can do because I've said this before, but comparison is the thief of joy. When you start comparing yourself to other people, like that's when the fun gets sucked out of it. Like now you don't feel like you're doing much.
You're in your own little journey.
It's horrible. But bro, I think gym is it's an art, bro. It's a lifestyle. And I don't know. I've started to hate people that disrespect it. You know what I mean? Like, you know when people tell me like, oh, like I used to go gym, but like, I don't know. Like I just kind of, I'm like, I'm on and off now. All right, man. Just I don't even want to hear. I don't even want to hear about your journey anymore. Like, bro, it's not a place you can walk into, bro, and be like, man's gonna go 50%. My nigga, like, I wake up. When you wake up, bro, the hardest part of gym is getting to the gym.
I
swear to God, it's leaving your house, getting in your car, whatever mode of transport you take here, and getting there. Once you step through those doors, bro, my nigga, back to Kyle again. Kyle always tells me, I don't care what kind of day you're having. I don't care if you're upset. I don't care if you're tired. I don't care if you had a busy day or something stressing you out. The minute you walk into the gym, lock in. Lock the fuck in. And bro, I swear to God, the best advice he's ever given me. Because my nigga, when you don't think, once you're on the bench or you're doing something, or whether that be the squat or the deadlift, all you're thinking about is how the fuck am I going to move this weight? Get off me. That's all you're thinking about. And once you leave the gym now, whatever you were anxious about has been cut by like 70%. You don't have the mental capacity enough to care about any of your problems anymore. Now you approach them differently. I'm telling you, and no one, regardless of how hard a gym session is, no one has ever left the gym, regretted going to the gym.
Nah, never.
You get what I mean?
It's always the times when you don't want to go. Those are the best sessions.
No, that's when you go.
Yeah.
When you don't want to go to the gym, that's when you go.
And then
to
when
the
you
gym.
Go, you're like, why did I feel like that? And subconsciously, it's your mind telling you not to go. Yeah. Like I was saying earlier in an episode, I bought something that I saw on Instagram because my algorithm has seen that I'm liking bare gym posts and I'm like involved in the gym more. And I would never have done that few months ago because I was like, oh, I'll go next week, and next week comes and I don't go. Now I'm like, I get home if I have an hour or something. That's why I bought something. So even if I can't go, it's in my car. I can just, it's this thing where it's like, it helps you with your chest, upper chest, your arms as well. So it's like, if I still want to kind of work on that stuff, I can.
No, sick, but I'm telling you, it's a very
any
good
any gym businesses out there? Any
I love
shout us, man.
Yeah,
we're here,
please,
man. We'll talk about it.
Yeah. We'll yes, I want to get a wham brother.
Yeah.
And just come bring it to him. Like, oh, bro, me and you push-ups right now. Yeah, I mean, just see what happens.
Push-ups is, I think that's, again, that's a mental thing.
Bro, 90% of everything in gym is a mental thing.
It's a mental thing.
It's literally 90% mental. Because sometimes I think like you know it is, the biggest thing about a workout is your mental state going into that workout.
Yeah.
Like, I'll go in, like, for example, when I see a weight that I'm scared of, I'll be like, oh, I don't know if I can do this. Kyle will be like, bro, how are you saying you can't? You ain't even tried yet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, stop saying you can't.
I think going gym with somebody
is the best ever. Way better than going by yourself.
You push yourself to a certain limit by yourself.
Yeah.
With someone else there, it's like them saying, go on, two more, three more.
I need a trainer. I need a trainer because they maintain the bitch in me.
They say, hold on now. You ain't coming out, bitch.
Bro, Kyle has said to me before, mid-bench, man's going like this. And he's going, bro, die if you have to. Like, I'm not helping you, bro. Go push it. And it gets me angry to a point where I can do it.
Yeah.
And then when I don't know, man. I love it. I absolutely love gym. And I'm not talking on like this, like flipping world-renowned bodybuilder, bro. I've still got a little bit of a belly. I love the fact that man's not perfect yet because it gives me something to work towards. But I'm loving the journey right now, bro. I'm loving gym. Everything that's got to do with gym is it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. Like, I'm so sexy now.
And on that note,
Before we end, can I ask you the Maldives question? Do you know what the Maldives question is?
No.
So Ilias came up with it. Oh my God, let me call
it. I know which one it is.
Oh, did he ask you?
Yes.
Oh my God.
I know.
Wait.
I know what question it is. You asked me it, yeah? Oh my days, it's so dumb. I think you need to say it to people because we can end the episode that way. You need to.
I want to say it to Lara, but I respect her too much.
Lara.
No, I can't say it to Lara.
Oh, you can't? I can't. It's not funny.
It's not funny. I need a guy here.
Okay. The next guest.
Yeah, the next guest. I'm going to ask
remember, more Maldives question. Anyway, I've been Harry Pinero.
I've been Darkest, guys.
Make sure you guys like, comment, and subscribe.
Subscribe for the
most. We are almost on 100K subs as well, guys. Yeah. Help us push that. Mm. And of course, if you're listening on Spotify, please give us 5 stars. And of course, if you haven't subscribed to Patreon, we are there with updates, exclusive episodes exclusively for you guys. Peace out. See you next week.